As the swing state of Arizona prepares for a national election, the students of Salt River Elementary School have their own voting day. This year, the students at this tribal school had a big decision to make. Is their favorite school lunch pizza or chicken nuggets? It's part of a broader effort to teach kids about democracy and how their voice matters. NPR's Janaki Mehta was there as the students went to the polls.
Yeah. Hey, are we voting today?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Just east of Scottsdale's, excitement around Election Day kicked off at Salt River Elementary. I talked to a couple of kindergartners to get a taste of this school's favorite lunch. The polling was split.
I voted for chicken nuggets.
I voted for pizza.
This morning, Mrs. Meyer's class is getting geared up to cast their ballots. Pom-poms in hand, they're practicing how to spell the word vote with their bodies.
Show me an E, say E.
E.
What's the word?
Vote. I hear children coming up to me, oh, I saw the word vote in the car. Or I heard about voting on television. So there's
Dawn Burston Myers teaches music and movement at this tribal school, and she loves getting her students excited about democracy.
And that's what it's all about. Starting at that young age for them to grow up to be lifelong voters and maybe president or councilman in their community to help their community.
Every year, students exercise their right to choose between things like jump rope versus basketball, PE versus math. It's through a nonprofit Mrs. Myers works with called Kids Voting Arizona.
Have your own space.
Her kindergartners sprawl out across the floor to fill out their practice ballots. The kids are on edge as they await the real vote from the entire student body later on. Whichever menu item wins will be served to the whole school on November 6th. As the clock strikes 11 a.m., students roll into the library. It's decorated with art of pizzas, nuggets, and American flags.
I'm going to give you a ballot, okay?
I can't believe this is happening.
The students get their ballots and walk over to privacy booths made out of cardboard. Then they drop their ballots in a box where Martin Javier places stickers on their shirts.
You know what that says? I voted today. Thank you.
Javier is the president of Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community. He knows just how hard it's been for Native Americans to exercise their right to vote. He reads out loud a banner in the schoolyard.
Your grandparents couldn't vote, but you can. And so that's kind of been the slogan here in the community.
Voter suppression tactics kept indigenous people in Arizona from voting until the 1970s. Javier and his team are working hard to get out the vote for next week's election, and these kids are a part of it.
Hopefully the kids are also going home and letting their parents know, hey, I voted today, and we would like you to go vote in not only our tribal elections, but the national elections, which is a very important election in Indian country.
It's a conversation sixth grader Alonzo Lopez has been having with his family.
I think it's really important because our ancestors weren't able to vote because the whites thought we weren't a part of them and that they were going to change us.
Once the ballots are in, tensions are high as the student council gathers to tally them.
41?
41.
And finally,
are we ready for the results of our election?
That's Principal Amanda Guerrero on the loudspeaker in the library.
The winner is pizza!
Yeah!
Yes, there were clearly cheers and some disappointment, but as the students of Salt River Elementary learned today, your candidate losing can be a part of the process.
Are you disappointed?
Chicken Nuggets was gonna win.
Was it still fun to get to vote and share your voice, though?
Yeah.
And anyway, what kid doesn't want pizza for lunch? From Salt River Elementary, I'm Janaki Mehta, NPR News.